Also with us is Mr. Mike Brennan. How you doing, Mike?
Happy 39 again, Foster.
Again.
You're almost right. 38 plus 30, that's what it is. That'll be my 68th year coming up. But Mike, good to have you with us.
Thanks, Foster. Always a pleasure.
Mike is the editor of MI Tech News, and what we do at this time in our program, the beginning of it, is to go through some of the headlines and then to tell you about how you can get all those headlines delivered to you every Friday on your computer absolutely free. So, Mike, let's take a look at some of the headlines out there. One I saw looks really kind of neat is about Detroit Homecoming.
Yeah, it's going to be a big, big party, but it's only for a select few. And in fact, it's by invitation only, so I'm not sure if any of us will be invited. But what they're trying to invite is people that have been successful who have roots in Michigan. Either they were born here and left, or they attended school here. The guy that's heading it up, or one of the guys that's heading it up, is Jim Hayes, who is a native New Yorker but worked at the Sports Illustrated Detroit office, loved Michigan, moved back here, and now he's trying to get other, what he calls, expats to come back to Michigan.
He's a publisher of Fortune, I think I saw you have here.
Yeah, the last job, the last paying job he had was the publisher of Fortune magazine.
But it's so neat that he's trying to recruit other Michiganders who have been, if you will, exiled or have left the area to come back.
Or just left and want to come back. And there are a lot of really important people.
Matter of fact, coming up in our conversation soon with Jeff Saran, who is the president of Pinkerton, we're going to find out that he actually is coming back to his roots. We'll talk more about that in just a moment with Jeff coming up. Another headline I saw here is a novelist-turned-fiction writer publishes his second St. Isidore novella. This is a writer writing, about stories based here in Michigan?
No, not really. Just based out of his imagination. It's Rod Cackley. Him and I did a radio show a number of years ago together that was based out of Grand Rapids and then syndicated around the state. And I've known Rod forever. But he's kind of like me. You know, you get tired of writing news copy because it's pretty straight stuff. Yeah. And so he's gone into writing some really cool fiction. He's explained some of the plot lines to me. And it's all, you know, it started with, gee, if a girl got kidnapped by a teacher, what would happen next? Honest to God, that's where it started.
That'll be there.
And so he's built two novellas already, and he's writing a third, and he's having a good time.
Well, we lost Dutch Leonard this last year, author of many great novels, so we got a new one on the way, and that's Rod Cackley, right?
Cackley.
Look for those. It's the St. Isidore, and that'll be the locus, kind of the thread. One final one before we take a little bit of a break here. It's a grow your own business through exporting. Tips to get started. That's coming up.
Yeah, Automation Alley has been really, really good at this. They do a lot of trade missions. They do a lot of stuff to help companies here in Southeast Michigan, the 10-county area, get into international markets, because if they have the right products for those markets, they can do really, really well.
Well, want to get hold of these kind of pieces of information, much, much more, from headlines to learning about opportunities to get in front of a venture capitalist, simply go to internetadvisor.net and click on that subscribe now button next to Mike's smiling face, and you'll get MI Tech News with these headlines and many more delivered to you every Friday. Thanks, Mike, for being with us, and stay tuned, folks.